It is time now for the 2021-2022 West Delaware Poetry and Story winners. And to start, from kindergarten taking first place, it is Charlie May with his poem, Blue.
Blue, blue for the water and the sky. Blue is for my blanket. Blue can be for butterflies. Blue is for good blueberries. Blue can be dark or light. Blue is for my sweatshirt and socks. Blue is my favorite color.
As we continue the West Delaware Poetry and Story winners, in second grade, first place, Tessa Ellsburned, and the poem, Happiness.
Happiness is when we smile from ear to ear and give out a cheer. A cheerful family makes me happy. Pop music makes me want to dance. Pretty art puts me in a trance. I enjoy going to the zoo. New friends can make you happy by keeping you company. Excellent times we have at the pool. See the stars and the moon, it lights up the sky at night. Songs of the piano, making music is lots of fun. Now what kind of things make you happy?
West Delaware Poetry and Story winners continue with third grade first place, Landon Baldwin and a snowman.
A snowman, cold and icy, white snow. Three round balls, a black hat, an orange nose, cold mouth and eyes, three colorful buttons.
West Delaware Poetry and Story winners. Continuing with the poetry winners in fourth grade, first place, Cora Ellsburned and the storm.
The weatherman wasn't lying. The winds were howling and crying. The storm was raging through the night. It was giving people a lot of fright. The wind was knocking everything down. It was making a lot of people frown. The storm made the skies look so glum. The people say, can we have sunshine? Just some? A storm can make many people sad. But the storm isn't all that bad. A storm brings water to the crops. Thinking of it that way makes me stop. The field crops are used to feed what every creature will need. A storm doesn't make me very mad. A storm can make many people glad.
West Delaware Poetry and Story winners, poetry winners, fifth grade, first place, Reagan Cummings and Hunting Dog.
Sniff, sniff goes my dog. She walks in the tall grass. My dad walks behind. She stops. Her head points down. Her tail goes out. Her left front leg goes up. Dad walks to where she is. Up, up, up goes the pheasant. He aims. He fires. Down, down, down goes the pheasant. Off my dog goes, coming back to my dad with a pheasant in her mouth. My dog drops the pheasant. My dog is a good dog.
West Delaware Poetry and Story winners. And the poetry winners, seventh grade first place, Avery Cartman and Katie Cass, with the poem, Iowa.
Driving past the fields of gold, stories from these towns untold, these rivalries set in stone between a Hawkeye and Cyclone.
Iowa's not the place to be if you want to see the sea. In a timber we can venture, in our country it's the center.
Corn out in center field, with a bat that you wield, eating sunflower seeds and chewing gum, if you build it, he will come.
Farms making families grow, going from sunshine to snow. Animals in the pasture grazing, isn't Iowa just amazing?
The 2021-2022 West Delaware Poetry and Story winners continue with the story winners from kindergarten, first place, Cadence Cummings, a new family pet.
One day a little boy got a new house. There was a upstairs, a downstairs, and a middle floor. His mom and dad let him buy a animal. He made a kennel for a dog. They went to the pet store. They got a big dog with brown and white spots. The dog liked to play with the boy. The boy liked to do art things. They play together.
West Delaware Poetry and Story winners. Story winners from first grade, first place, Owen Robinson and Rudolph's Vacation.
Rudolph's Vacation. Rudolph is tired after a busy winter break. He decided to take a vacation to Antarctica. His neck hurt after Christmas Day because he was the first one in line. He asked the other reindeer if they wanted to go. They said yes. So they packed hats, scarves, and boots. They flew to Antarctica. First they eat, then they go outside and have a snowball fight. After they're done, they drink water, then they watch a movie. Then they go to bed. The next day they go outside and they see Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. They ran and stayed in Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus' room. The next day they ate breakfast. They stayed there for a month. Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus said, "It's time to go home." So Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus rode on the reindeer. When they got home, they noticed that they have forgotten the reindeer's food and water. So they fly back. They get the food and water. Then they get in the sled. They go to the North Pole. They take a nap. When they wake up, they watch a movie. Then they are done watching the movie. They go outside and make snowmen together. Then they wanted to have a snowball fight with the elves, so they did. The elves won. They eat supper. Then they play Candyland. Next, they play with their dogs. Then they read a story. Next, they bake cookies. Then they buy coffee. It was a very good vacation.
West Delaware Poetry and Story winners in the Story Division, fourth grade, first place, Cora Ellsburn and Allie the Alligator makes friends.
Once in a land far, far away, there lived an alligator named Allie. Allie was not very popular at school. She was the only predator. Even her teacher, Mrs. Eddy, an egret, pretty much avoided her. Allie felt sad. One day, when Allie got home, she went straight to her bedroom. She made a list of things the other animals might be scared of. Her list was 1, creepy eyes, 2, sharp teeth, and 3, scaly. She focused on the first one, creepy eyes. She knew what she had to do. She just had to close her eyes. The next morning, Allie woke up and prepared herself for bumping into things. When Allie got to school, she was glad she had memorized the hallways, so she knew when to turn. Yet, she bumped into 8 animals, a locker door, and a wall. Allie finally found her classroom. With her eyes still closed, she made it to her seat. She only bumped her tail against one desk. There are many confused students. "Allie's not usually this clumsy," said Donna the deer. "Why is Allie closing her eyes?" whispered Macy the mouse. Everyone laughed at Allie closing her eyes and crashing into things. Allie decided she would keep her eyes open for the rest of the day. When school was done, Allie went straight to her room. She looked at her list. She read number 2, sharp teeth. That was a simple solution. She just had to keep her mouth closed. The next day, the trouble started after recess. Rascal the Raccoon was a big class clown. He was always funny, but today he was off the charts. Rascal was loaded with jokes like, "Why did the octopus beat the shark in a fight?" He was well armed. "And what rock band has 4 people but doesn't sing?" "Mount Rushmore." Allie tried not to laugh, but she couldn't control herself. "Ha, ha, ha," she roared. All her classmates hid. They were scared of her outburst. Rachel the Rabbit cried out, "Allie's gonna eat us!" Allie ran out of the room and cried. The school day was over before she knew it. She ran home and looked at number 3 on the list, Scaly. This was a bit harder to think of a solution for. After quite some time passed, Allie got an idea. She would roll in mud and cover herself with feathers. The next morning, Allie woke up really early. She found a mud hole and collected lots of feathers. Allie rolled in the mud until she was triple coated in it. Then she spread out the feathers and rolled all over them. When she was ready, she went to school. She walked into her classroom only to be greeted by a room full of laughter. Allie ran to the bathroom and tried to wash off the mud.
took her a long time, but she got most of it off. Allie couldn't go back to her classroom. She couldn't be embarrassed like that again. She decided to spend the morning in the bathroom. In the bathroom, she had to entertain herself, so she started counting as high as she could, but she only got to 300 because she got bored. Allie also tried to say the alphabet forwards and backwards. She could easily say the alphabet forwards, but she kept messing up on saying it backwards. Allie did many other things to try to entertain herself. When it was finally lunchtime, Allie came out of the bathroom. She got her lunch and sat by a table all by herself. Allie barely ate anything. Mostly, she looked super duper sad. Poppy the Possum came over and asked, "What's the matter, Allie?" "I'm super scary, so no one wants to be my friend," said Allie. "The animals are scared because they think you're going to eat them," Poppy said. "I would never eat them," said Allie. "I know that. You're the nicest alligator I've ever met. Is it okay if I tell them that you are nice and that they should come over and talk?" asked Poppy. "Yes, please," said Allie. After Poppy told the others, the animals started coming over very slowly. The first one to come over was Donna the Deer. She said, "Sorry, I called you clumsy." The next one was Macy the Mouse. She said, "I'm sorry I was whispering questions about you instead of asking." Next, Rascal the Raccoon came over. He said, "I'm sorry I've been too much of a class clown." Next, Rachel the Rabbit said, "Sorry that I said that you were going to eat us." Poppy stepped forward and said, "We're all sorry that we laughed at you. Can we be friends?" "Definitely," said Allie. "Group hug? You're the best friends ever."
West Delaware Poetry and Story Winners. Story Winners category, 5th grade, 1st place, Reagan Cummings, Crippled Comet.
"One more time, please, Dasher," pleaded Comet.
"Sure, only one more time. Then we have to report to Santa," said Dasher. Santa's reindeer were getting ready for the big Christmas flight that was in a week. They were taking test flights around the North Pole, and Dasher was timing them. Dasher was also the leader of the group. "Yay, yay, yay," cheered Comet. "I'm going to beat my record." "Ready, set, go," yelled Dasher. Around the obstacle course, Comet went. He was ready to fly through the big hoop in the air. He was about to fly through it when an elf yelled, "How are you doing up there, Comet?" Comet looked down at the elf, and then he crashed his hoof right into the side of the hoop. "Ow," he yelled. "My hoof is broken. My leg is at a funny angle." "I'll get the elf ambulance," yelled the elf. Dasher came trotting over. "What hurts?" "My leg and hoof," Comet said. "Wee-oh, wee-oh," wailed the ambulance. Some elves picked Comet up and put him in the ambulance bed. The ambulance drove away. Dasher went to report to Santa. "Ho, ho, how are my reindeer?" asked Santa. "Are they ready for the big Christmas flight?" "Well, Santa, Comet crashed into the hoop and hurt his hoof and leg," said Dasher. "Ho, ho, no! We need 8 reindeer. We need Comet. He is the fastest reindeer on the team. He needs his hoof. The hoof is the most important thing for flying. It holds all the magic for flying," said Santa. "I thought the sleigh bells held the magic," said Dasher. "They do, but the sleigh bells don't work without the magic from the reindeer's hooves," said Santa. "So Comet won't be able to fly in the Christmas flight unless we can fix his hoof in time," asked Dasher. "That's right, Dasher," Mrs. Claus said as she walked in. "I might be able to make some magical Christmas cookies that will heal his hoof and restore the magic in him. There's only one problem. I need some pine needles off the tallest tree in the North Pole." "Where is that?" asked Dasher. "On the top of Mount Elf," replied Mrs. Claus. "Only the bravest reindeer would go up there." "I'll go," said Dasher. "Not you, Dasher. We need you for the Christmas flight," said Santa Claus. "Who would go then?" asked Dasher. "Rudolph could. We don't need him for the flight. It is going to be a clear sky on Christmas. He could use his nose when he is trying to find the tallest tree," said Santa. Dasher and Santa went to ask Rudolph if he would go find the tallest tree. Rudolph said yes, and the elf packed him with all the things he needed for the trip. Some reindeer food, some hot chocolate, a napkin to polish his nose, and most importantly, a bag for the pine needles. Meanwhile, Mrs. Claus got all the ingredients from her cabinet and started measuring, pouring, and stirring the ingredients together. At the same time, the reindeer, the elves, and Santa were saying bye to Rudolph. "Bye, everyone," said Rudolph. He started on his travels.
Rudolph flew through the night and only stopped once to eat and drink. He finally got to the top of Mount Elf and started searching for the tallest tree in the North Pole. He found the tree with a bird nest in it. He carefully picked some of the needles off the tree and put them in his bag. He flew back to Mrs. Claus' kitchen at sunrise. "Here, Mrs. Claus," said Rudolph, "these are some needles off the tallest tree." "How many are there? I have to have at least a dozen," said Mrs. Claus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. "Uh-oh, I only have 9, exclaimed Rudolph. I'll go back out there and get some more. "Better be fast. Santa's taking off at 5, and I have to have time to make the cookies," said Mrs. Claus. The elves restocked Rudolph's bag, and off went Rudolph again. Rudolph flew extra fast this time. He came back at noon, just in time for Mrs. Claus to bake the cookies. Mrs. Claus grinded up the pine needles and mixed them into the batter. Then she shaped the cookies into stars and baked them. They were done at 3:30. Mrs. Claus gave one of the cookies to Comet. "Yes, I feel much better now," cheered Comet. Everyone cheered. "Yay, Mrs. Claus! Yay, Rudolph!" cheered everyone. Santa was able to take off right on schedule and deliver all the presents to all the good little boys and girls.
West Delaware Poetry and Story Winners. Story winners from 6th grade in first place, Gwyneth Huff and Casey Reth, and a not-so-merry Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the...
Turn that music down.
It was Christmas Eve, and I was baking cookies while my 5-year-old brother was annoying me by playing loud music. I finally got him to turn it off so I could focus on baking. I was making my favorite cookies to bring to Grandma's house for Christmas. We were going to her house tomorrow to celebrate, and I was going to get a lot of presents and eat lots of sweets.
I put the cookies in the oven, and then my mom told me to get upstairs and clean my room. I slowly walked up the stairs, trying to procrastinate as much as possible. I hated cleaning, but I went upstairs anyways, knowing I would have to do it eventually. Then I remembered that my parents would be so busy that they would not notice if I pushed everything under my bed, and that is exactly what I did.
After I finished cleaning my room, I headed back downstairs to check on my cookies. As soon as I walked into the kitchen, I spotted my little brother sticking his hand into the oven trying to get a cookie. I screamed at him to stop, but it scared him, and he jumped, clamping the oven door shut on his hand. I ran over to help him, but he screamed at me and said that this was all my fault. Mom and Dad came running into the kitchen, asking what happened when they noticed my brother's hand was stuck in the oven. Mom and Dad ran over to him and got his hand out of the oven. They rushed my brother to the hospital and left me home alone.
I decided to go up to my bedroom to watch TV. While I was watching my favorite show, my dad called to tell me that my brother had a third-degree burn and he would have his hand wrapped for a couple of weeks. Dad hung up, and I went downstairs to write my Christmas list to Santa. However, when I went downstairs, I saw that my cookies were done and my elf on the shelf was taking them out of the oven. I had never seen him move before, and I was very surprised. He took the cookies, flew to the top of our Christmas tree, and started eating them. I needed to get them back. I didn't have any more ingredients to bake any more cookies. I went to the garage to get a ladder, but when I got back, the elf was gone. Then I saw that the pan was lying beneath the tree, and all the cookies were gone. I went to put the ladder back in the garage. Then I washed the pan. I was so mad that I didn't have any cookies to bring to Grandma's house for Christmas.
While I was finishing my Christmas list, my parents came home with my brother. I was glad to see that my brother was okay. It was 9 o'clock, though, so we had to go to bed. I put my pajamas on and climbed into my bed. Then I fell asleep, dreaming of the cookies my elf stole from me.
I woke up in the morning to the smell of freshly baked cookies. I ran downstairs to find a pan of cookies sitting underneath the tree. The tag on them said that they were for me. There was a note attached to the pan. I pulled it off and read it. It said,
"Dear Caitlin, I heard that your naughty elf stole your cookies. So as his punishment, he helped Mrs. Claus bake some delicious cookies for you. I hope that your family enjoys them as much as I do. Love, Santa."
West Delaware Poetry and Story Winners. In the Story Winners category, 10th grade, first place, Liz Sleeper, and I Take It Back.
It felt like the whole world was at a standstill. Blue and red lights flashed against my living room window. The news played silently in the background. My mother had collapsed on the floor, sobbing, but I couldn't hear her. Instead, the voice of my grandmother rang in my head. "The spirits are not something to mess around with, my dear. They snatch wishes like leaves in the wind. Do not forget the power of a wish, Connor." She had taught me this years ago. I could almost feel her wrinkled hand against my cheek as she said the words. It sounded like nonsense spouting out of an old lady with older beliefs. They didn't hold much importance in the moment, but now... Annie had always been a little spitfire, as my mother called her, a feisty little ball of energy. She always wanted to go somewhere, do something. At 7 years old, she was making up dances to every song that played on the radio, and quickly enrolled in a $400 a month dance class. At 10, she learned how to play the drums. A child prodigy, my mother exclaimed. How lucky the drum set was a last-minute, expensive Christmas present. I got a $10 bill that year. At 12, she took up painting. Not picturesque portraits of mountains and lakes, no, that wasn't her style. Instead, lines and splatters and globs of paint here and there covered canvases that my mother hung all over the house. Why don't you take up the drums like Annie did? You're always at home, Connor. You should see if Annie will take you out with her friends. No, we can't have movie night tonight. Annie has a dance recital. Yes, I know you've been asking for a while. We'll do it some other time. As long as I could remember, Annie had always been the favorite. My mother had never really wanted a son, as far as I could tell. Too much mess and mud and fuss for her. I don't have any remarkable talents either. Nothing to make me stand out to my mother like Annie did. That's why I went to Grandma's every weekend. I felt loved, appreciated, like I mattered. And best of all, Annie was never there with me. She was always at a friend's, at a recital, at a concert. Grandma entertained me with stories of the old world, when the spirits walked among us and every wish was granted. When humans lived in harmony, when even the air smelled sweet and thick with pine, when drum sets and tap dancing didn't exist. Last weekend, I returned from Grandma's with another few books to add to my collection. Reading was perhaps the only thing about me that wasn't average. I got through at least a book a week, thanks to Grandma. She supplied me with all the classics, biographies, and any other novel I needed. Being a bookworm might have run in the family. I guess I'd never know, since my dad wasn't there to ask. I walked into my room, taking the books out of my bag to add to my shelf, when I realized that the book Grandma had given me about the old world was missing. She had trusted me to keep it safe. Had it fallen out of my bag on the walk home? Where was it? Annie, I need your help! I heard footsteps running down the hall. Annie appeared at my door, hair messy, paint on her cheek. What? Is everything okay? Are you hurt? She rushed towards me, checking for blood or bruises. No, I'm fine. I just... Do you need me to call Mom, Connor? No! I lost a book. Grandma gave it to me. Would you help me look for it, please? Annie sighed in relief. Of course I can help you. Should we retrace your steps? 30 minutes later, the two of us were walking down the street, admiring the autumn leaves, sacred book in my hand. Annie had found it on the front porch, but she still insisted we go for a walk. It was beautiful weather out after all, perfect inspiration for a painting. Connor, did you ever think about why the leaves turn orange and gold in the fall? Yeah, it's because they're dead, I responded. Nah, there has to be some reason. Maybe it's only because someone up there, she gestured vaguely towards the sky, wanted a little more beauty in the world for us to enjoy. Huh, I never thought about it like that. Annie laughed. I'll beat you back home. And with that, she was off in a flurry. That was Annie, all right. A whirlwind. I decided that day that it was a good whirlwind. But then, the next day, I came home from a great day at Grandma's to find the same book we'd looked for the day prior, missing once again. Annie, do you know where my book is? I asked, walking towards her room. The smell of paint was strong, so I knew she was home. I flung open the door, expecting to see some random swirl on her canvas. Instead, I saw words on the canvas, and pages, and ripped-up paper all painted over with orange and yellow and gold, and then a familiar cover discarded on the floor. Annie looked up, a toothy grin on her face. "Do you like it? I made it just for you. I thought since you liked the leaves yesterday and we were looking for this book, it would mark the occasion for you, you know? I think it turned out really pretty." "Are you kidding me?" I screamed. "Grandma gave me that book. It's her only copy. It's about spirits and the old world." "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize," Annie said. "You always ruin everything." "It's always about you, isn't it?" I screamed. "Connor, I'm so sorry." "I wish you were dead," I yelled. The next day, a car crashed. Blue lights, red lights, blue, red, sobs, spirits, autumn leaves. I take it back, Annie. I take it back.
And those are your first place winners in the 2021-2022 West Delaware Poetry and Story Winners. Congratulations to all.